to another type of competition now. For the first time ever, the U.S. synchronized swimming team won't compete at the Olympics. It didn't qualify for the London Games this summer, but two members of that team who not too long ago were rivals are going to London to compete as a synchronized swimming duet. Here's Marianne Holland of member station WFYI in Indianapolis with this profile.
It's 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, a time most young people start thinking about their upcoming night out with friends. But at the Indiana University Natatorium in Indianapolis, 21 and 22-year-old synchronized swimmers Mary Kilman and Maria Koroleva are still hard at work. While they knew of each other when competing as rivals in the San Francisco Bay Area, Maria and Mary didn't really know each other until they became roommates early last year, training with the national team in Indianapolis. Last August, they were paired to compete just 6 weeks before the Pan American Games, the first Olympic qualifier. They stunned competitors by taking home a silver medal there. After practice is over today, we meet at the small downtown apartment the women are sharing. Sitting side by side on their front porch, Maria says their early success is encouraging.
That was our first time swimming together as a duet, so I think we kind of just wanted to show, like, look at this new duet, you know, we're going to be good, we just got paired together, we're on the rise, kind of like, watch out.
But former Olympic duet competitor Christina Jones says it's going to take a lot more than spirit and long training hours for the women to do well in London. A competitor in Beijing in 2008, Jones lives in Las Vegas now, performing for Cirque du Soleil. Jones competed with both women on top rival teams in California and says while they faced stiff competition there, it's entirely different competing on the world stage.
In countries like China and Russia, girls are paired up from childhood and they are trained specifically for this event. The Russian duet in 2008, the Anastasias, we called them, but they were Anastasia Ermakova and Anastasia Davidova, and they were swimming together since they were little girls.
Maria and Mary's coach, Mayuko Fujiki, took home a bronze for her native Japan in 1996 and coached Spain to two silver medals in 2008. She's encouraging the women to do everything they can to catch up, even if it means being together day in and day out.
Sometimes you get stressed with another person because you're 24/7 in the same place and to try to do exactly the same movement with another person 8 hours a day. But I see the potential there will be a great duet pair in the future for U.S.
As they prepare, like it or not, Maria and Mary are spending nearly all their time together trying to master their routines. Eight-hour practices now stretch to 12 hours. In between, they drive together to weight training, yoga, Pilates, and to and from their apartment.
We do go through, like, our ups and downs, but I feel like we've handled it pretty well. You know, I think we both still know that in the end, like, we have to do this together. Like, we have
Duet doesn't really work as a solo.
So I think we've tried to work out our issues, really well, and that makes me happy that we can do that instead of just being like, well, we hate each other, so we're going to try to be nice in the pool, and then outside the pool, we're not going to talk to each other.
Both athletes say they know this is the chance of a lifetime and hope all these long days of togetherness will pay off in London. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.